Today's daf is Yumad daf Mem Dalid. We left off on the bottom of daf Mem Gimel and Beis, right at the Mishnah. Today's shir is sponsored by Avi Langer, Luz Chus Rufor Shalema for Tzvi Ben Chayaleya. We thank Avi for the sponsorship and wish a Rufor Shalema for Tzvi Ben Chayaleya. Our learning should be as close for Rufor Shalema. We left off on the right after the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Mem Gimel and Beis. So the Mishnah had gone through the differences between the Haktaras Haktaras and Yom Kippurim and the Haktaras Haktaras that we do every single day of the year, twice a day, and then it went into a whole bunch of other different issues that also are different between Yom Kippur and the way it's done throughout the rest of the year. So much of the daf is going to discuss the din that B'kaladam lo yeba ol moed, that at the time of the Torah tells us at the time that the Kohen is being makter the Haktaras, no one else is allowed to be ba'ohel moed. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on which avodos, during which avodos is this halacha true, that no one else is allowed to be in the ohel moed, and where is no one else allowed to be, which exact spots in the Beis HaMikdash is a person not allowed to be at the time that the Kohen Gadol is bringing the Ketores. And in the course of that discussion, we're also going to mention we're going to get into a discussion about the Kedusha of different areas, the Kedusha of the area Beinu Ulam L'Mizbeach, what the Kedusha of the Ulam itself is. Does the Ulam have the same Kedusha as the Heichal, or does it only have the same Kedusha as the area Beinu Ulam L'Mizbeach? We're going to discuss whether the issue of Eser Kedushas, the 10 levels of Kedusha that the Mishnah talks about in Maseches Midos that exist in the world, whether those 10 levels are all Doraisa, or perhaps some of those Chilukim are only Chilukim Midrabanan between different levels of Kedusha. And then toward the end of the daf, we're going to just go through the reasons for some of the halachos in the Mishnah about the difference in the shovel that they would use on Yom Kippurim and the shovel that they would use throughout the rest of the year. So we left off right after the Mishnah, right at the beginning of the Gemara, on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel and Beis. So frek the Gemara, v'aksiv v'kolad amol yebol moed. Wait a second, how could our Mishnah say that? Right, the Mishnah started off by saying that after the Kohen Gadol did the Shechita and the Kabbalah Sadam, he gave it to someone else to be Mimari's boat, to mix the dam so that it doesn't congeal on the Rovat Haravi Shebe Heichel. And while the guy was mixing the dam by the fourth row of tiles in the Heichel, the Kohen Gadol was going Lefnai V'Lefnim to be Makdir the Ketores. But wait a second, doesn't the Pasuk say no one is allowed to be in the Ohel Moed when the Kohen Gadol is being Makdir the Ketores? So what's this guy doing standing there mixing around the blood and making sure that it doesn't congeal? Isn't that a violation of this halacha? So answers the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda Tni Shel Heichel. That the way we should read is that when he goes out from the Heichel to the Azara, he counts four tiles, and that's the Ravi La Heichel. So it's not Rova Ravi Shebe Heichel, but it's Rova Ravi Shel Heichel. So he's actually not inside the Heichel at the time that the Kohen Gadol is being Makdir the Ketores, and that's why it's not a problem. Tan Rabbanan. So once we mention this halacha, this pasuk that tells us that kaladam liyabol moed bevoil chaper bekodesh atzeso, so the Gemara is going to darshan. The Gemara is going to quote a brisa that darshans each phrase in this pasuk. So Tan Rabbanan, v'chaladam lo yebaol moed. Pasuk says no one is allowed to be baol moed. Yachla filu ba'azara. I might think that no one's allowed to stand in the entire azara when the kohen gadol is lefnai v'lefnim being makter the ketores, that the whole area of the azara is off limit. Tam lomar baol moed. That's why the pasuk says ba'ol moed. So it says, well, okay, great, but ainli el ba'ol moed shebamidbar shilo beis olavim minayin. Still, I would only learn from that pasuk that this is true of the ol moed in the mishkan when it was in the midbar. But how do I know that the mishkan shilo, the same halacha applied, and beis olavim in the beis hamikdash, the same halacha also applied, that when the kohen gadol is makti l'ktaras l'fnai v'lefnim, no one is allowed to be in the ol moed. No one is allowed to be, not just the ol moed. No one is allowed to be in the heichal. So how do I know that that's true? Tamalomar. Bakodesh. That's why the pasuk says Bakodesh, which is a more general term, implies any sort of Kodesh, whether it be in the Midbar, or whether it be later on in history. Ein liyala b'shas haktara, b'shas matan damim minayin. But I would still only know that this halacha is true, that you're not, no one else is allowed to be there when the Kohen is being maktir ketores lefnai v'lefnim. What about when he's doing the other avodos lefnai v'lefnim, the matan damim that he does? How do I know that the halacha would still apply, that no one else is allowed to be there? Keter. It's important to note, the Pasuk doesn't say explicitly that it's about the Keteres. The Pasuk says, Kol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed bivo'o lechaper ba'kodesh, when he goes to be mechaper ba'kodesh. So it doesn't say explicitly that it's about the Keteres, but the assumption the Gemara has is that lechaper ba'kodesh refers to the Keteres. So the Gemara says, how do I know it applies to other avodas as well? So Tamalomar bivo'o lechaper, because the Pasuk says bivo'o lechaper. It doesn't say Keteres explicitly, so bivo'o lechaper means anything that that involves kapara. So the matan damim is also a mechaper. Ein li'el b'knisaso b'yitziyaso minayin. I would only know that that's true on his way in, that no one else is allowed to be there. How do I know that even when he's on his way out, the same is true? Tamalomar, because the pasuk, again, the same pasuk in the very next phrase says, ad say so, that this halacha is still intact, ad say so, until he actually goes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then the pasuk continues, v'chiper ba'ado va'ad beso uva'ad kol kal Yisrael. That's the end of the pasuk. So the Gemara darshins from that pasuk, kaparaso kodemes the kaparas beso, his kapara precedes the kapara of his family, kaparas beso kodemes the kaparas echav ha'kohanim, the kapara of his bayis, of his family, is comes before the kapara of his fellow kohanim, v'chaparas echav ha'kohanim kodemes the kaparas Kol Kal Yisrael, and the kapara of the other Kohanim comes before the kapara of all of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the page raises the question, v'tema, v'alo nasis avoda kol bevasachas. What does it mean the kapara comes earlier? He's doing an avoda, let's say the haktaras haktaras, that's going to be mechaper for everybody. It's mechaper for him, it's mechaper for his family, it's mechaper for the Kohanim, it's mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael. Fantastic! It's all one avoda, so it all happens at the same time. So what does it mean? His kapara comes first, and then the next kapara, and then the next kapara. It's all the same kapara. He said, the Tosfos Yeshanim, v'alo nasis avoda kol bevasachas, umasai kaparas rishon, umasa kaparas hasheni. What's this? First kapara, the second kapara. So he quotes a couple of possibilities. First says upirush rabbeinu Shmuel de nafkamina hadam nin perik pasra de carbon kohen kodem le carbon perik pasra de horios. In the third parak of Masech Horios, the last parak of Horios, the carbon kohen kodem le carbon Yisrael ulahaitzar chay kra. That the pasuk is not about that the time of the aktaras aktaras. Whose kapara is coming first? It's about when there's a carbon of a Kohen, and a carbon of a Yisrael, the carbon of a Kohen comes first. Ach kaparasa kodemus, the kaparasa of a Kohenim, lo asi shapir. The only problem with that answer is that how do we deal with his kapara coming before the kapara of the other Kohanim? V'chein l'chaparas beso. V'yava amrin adilin in vidui shal par mayri, d'tenehu inyan l'sham, asi shapir, sh'tzorach lomar t'chila, ani uvesu b'nei aronam k'doshecha. Ki lo yapasa, k'ay lo laski b'pam sh'niya, mi u shifto t'chila. So, the Tosfos Yeshanim suggests on his own a different tarot, that it's about the Seder HaVidui. It's that when he's saying the Vidui, he should say it in a way that he first expresses himself, that it should be Mechaper for him, and then for his Bayis, then for the Kohanim, and then for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But it's not about which Kapara necessarily actually comes first. It's about the seder of the vidui that he says. The Chafetz Chaim has a third possibility. Chafetz Chaim says that it means that he should have kavana first for his own kapara, and then for kapara's base, and then for kapara's kol kal Yisrael. Meaning that it's all an issue of kavana. It's not an issue of when the kapara comes or different avodos. It's one avoda, but he should think through that logic, that progression of himself outward. Back in the Gemara, so that we had said Ein li'el b'shas haktara. So my mashma. So we had made an assumption that the pasuk is talking about at the time that he's maktir ketores, that no one else should be in the heichal the time that he's being maktir ketores. How do we know what gave away to us which part of the pasuk gave any indication that we're talking about when he's being maktir ketores? Again, the pasuk just said when he's bo'o lechaper. How do I know that's about the ketores? So good, the Braisa said we know it's also about the time that he's doing the matan damim. So I learned out from the pasuk that it's also about the matan damim. But why would we assume naturally that it's about the ketores? Torah never says anything to indicate that it's about the Ketores. So Amar Rav, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, V'chein Amar Rav Blazer, Amar Kra, V'chiper Ba'ado Va'ad Beso, U'va'ad Kol Kal Yisrael. That the Kapara is achieved for him, for his bias and for all Kal Yisrael. Ezu kaparash shavalo ulbeso lachvakonim ulchol Kal Yisrael haviomer zaktaras aktaras. What's the only kapara that's equal for everybody, that everybody's included all together at the same time with the same avoda? That's only the ketaras. So that's how we know that it's talking about the ketaras. If you look at Rashi, haviomer zaktaras aktaras dilu matan damim ein shavu bekulam. By matan damim, it's not the same for everybody. Shapar mechaper Allah v'al kohanim v'asir al Yisrael. The dam of the par is mechaper for him, mechaper for his fellow kohanim. The dam of the sayer is mechaper for Yisrael. So it's not all one avodah that's mechaper for everybody. So since the pasuk says that this whatever he's doing is achieving kapara for him, his bayis, the kohanim, kol kal Yisrael. So since that's what the pasuk says, it has to be talking about the ketores. Can't be talking about anything else. So, frankly, Gemara, uktoris mi mechaperes? Wait a second, is the ketores really mechaper? So, where do we find that the ketores is a mechaper? Where do we ever see that the ketores is mechaper? What's a mechaper for? So, says Gemara, in Tahatani Rabbi Chanina, lemanu leketores shemechaperes. We have a tradition that ketores is in fact mechaper. Shenemar v'yitenes haketores. You see on the side of the page, this is the same Gemara as in Erech and Daf Tazayin. So that's how you know we're about to hit something that relates to Lashon Hara, because that's the a couple of blood and shas that you have all about Lashon Hara. So Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ve'itin as a ketores ve'chaper al ha'am." Ve'tanu de Rabbi Shmuel al ma ketores mechaperes al Lashon Hara. What is ketores mechaper for? Ketores is mechaper for Lashon Hara. How so? Yavo davar shebechashoi ve'chaper al ma'isa chashoi. Let the that which is done quietly be mechaper for a ma'isa aveira that's done quietly. So just like ketores is done quietly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so let it be mechaper for the maisa chashai of lashon hara. So the pashtus, the reason ketores is considered davar shebechashai is because it says kol adam lo yebol moed, that no one is allowed to be there at the time that the kohen gadol is being mechaper, being makti the ketores lefnai v'lefnim. So that makes it chashai. That makes it something that's very private. The Tos Yishanim though says, why is it that it's called davar shebechashai more than the matan damim? We just said that the matan damim is also also has this halacha that you're not allowed to have anybody else there at the time of the Matan Damim. So if that's the reason that Ketores is called Chashai, Matan Damim should also be called a Davar Shebechashai. So the Tos Yishanim quotes from Rabbi Elchanan that since it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, what it's Mechaper for, so since it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, rather, what it's Mechaper for, that's why it's called Chashai. Meaning it's so secretive, we don't even talk about what the Ketores is for. We don't even say that this is about the Ketores explicitly in the Pasuk. We only learn it out from the fact that it says Bado Vad Kol Kal Yisrael. So that's how we know it. So that's what makes it a secret. The Riva, in the name of the Riva, they say that since there's no noise to the Haktaras Haktaras like by the Matan Damim, where he's Mono Bekol, he has to count out the Matan Damim. Achas, Achas, Viachas, right? He has to count out the Matan Damim. By the Ketores, there's no counting. He just burned it, so it's done quietly. There's no speaking part associated with it. So that's why that which is done b'chashai is mechaper for that which is b'chashai. It's another good, very good. Maybe that's also why it's chashai. The Beis Avtinas. I didn't see anyone says that, but that's very good. Then the Maisa Lechem Apanim would also have to be davar shebechashai. But that's another chashai element of ketores. Very, very good. There is a Gemara in Meseches Zvachim that seems to say the exact opposite of what our Gemara says. Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Peches and Beis, asks from Rebbe about how do I know that the Me'il is Mechaper for Lashon Hara? So the Gemara says, because Yavo Dover Shabakol, V'Yichaper Al Akol Hara, that let that which makes noise, the Me'il has the bells at the end of it, so that which announces the person coming is wearing it, so let that which makes a lot of noise be mechaper for Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara is all about making noise. It's all about speaking about other people. So in Tan Deber Rav Shmuel says the Ketores is mechaper on Lashon Hara because it's Dover Shebechashai. So which is it? So the Gemara raises that question. The Gemara itself in Zvachim raises that question. The Gemara says that if a person says Lashon Hara b'farhesya, then the Me'il, which is Dover Shebechol, is mechaper. But if a person speaks Lashon Hara b'tzina, then the Ketores, which is Dover Shebechashai, is mechaper. Meaning there are multiple ways to violate the Aveira of Lashon Hara. Some people do it very loudly, some people do it very quietly, and it's equally damaging. So we need a kapara for each one. The Chavetz Chaim Rebbe says from here you see how big the Avera of Lashon Hara is, that when do we get Kapara for Lashon Hara? The one time of the year that the Kohen Gadol, the holiest man on earth, goes into the holiest place on earth, on the holiest day of the year, that one time a year, that's when, what do we need to be Mechaper for at that moment, when he's going in to be Makdi the Ktaris? We need to be Mechaper for Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim says that gives you a little bit of a sense of how severe Lashon Hara actually is, that's what we're focused on at that time. Some of the Achronim ask, how Ketoros is Mechaper for Lashon Hara? Wait a second, Lashon Hara is Naveira Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So what do you mean Ketoros Mechaper for Lashon Hara? We know what the rules are when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. You do an Naveira Ben Adam L'Makom, so you can get a Kapara, you bring a Karban, you do Tshuva, whatever it is, there's a whole path toward Kapara, but the Rambam writes in the Tshuva based on the Gemara, that if a person does an Naveira Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, we're going to see later in the Masechta, you need to get Mechila. It's not okay to just do some Maisa Kapara Ben Adam L'Makom. So what does it mean? It's Mechaper for Lashon Hara. It couldn't possibly be Mechaper for Lashon Hara. So the truth is that this might be referring to what the Prima Gadim writes in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Prima Gadim points out that we often think of Averos Ben Adam L'Chavero as being purely Ben Adam L'Chavero, just like Averos Ben Adam L'Makom are purely Ben Adam L'Makom. It's not necessarily so. Averos Ben Adam L'Chavero also have a Ben Adam L'Makom element to it. It's just that it has an additional element of Ben Adam L'Chavero, meaning if you get Mechila from your friend, you still need to do Tshuva. You still need to be Mechaper for the Ben Adam L'Makom element, that it's against the Ratzon Hashem. Not only that you went against your friend's Ratzon, that you did something not nice to him, but it's against the Ratzon Hashem. So a person needs Kapara for that. The Kapara of the Ketores is not to replace asking Mechila. It's in addition to asking Mechila. And it's meant to solve the Ben Adam L'Makom element of the Avera. One could argue that every Ben Adam L'Makom has a slight Ben Adam L'Chavero element as well, that when a person does an Avera, he creates a sense of that Avera being less of a big deal in around him, and people see that it's not, even if other people won't immediately follow his lead, but right away, Kivan Shavar Adam Avera V'Shanabo, it's Naslo Keheter, once it becomes that's what people do, so then other people start to do it. So it's Machshil other people, even if you're not directly being Machshil other people. So very often, when we refer to things as Ben Adam L'Chavero versus Ben Adam L'Makom, we're talking about Be'ikr, are they Ben Adam L'Chavero, Be'ikr, are they Ben Adam L'Makom. But very often, they're both. So that might be how the Ketores has the ability to be Mechaper. Weiter in the Gemara. Now, Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah said, that they clear out the area not only of the Hechel itself, but the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech at the time of the Haktaras Haktaras, the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech. So Amar Blazer, Lo Shanuel Bishas Haktara the Hechel. When do they need to clear out even the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech? That's only when they're being Maktir the Ketores in the Hechel. Aval Bishas, meaning the regular daily Ketores. Aval Bishas Haktara Dilifna. But at the time of the Ketores of the special Ketores of Yom Kippur that's done lefnai v'lefnim, then they only need to clear out the Heichal. But mibein ulam l'mizbech lo parshi. It's not necessary to clear out the area between the ulam and the mizbech at that time. Meaning you only need to clear out the next area. So when the Kohen Gadol is lefnai v'lefnim, so the next area out is the Heichal. So you clear out the Heichal. If the Kohen is doing the avodas haKetores in the Heichal, the regular Ketores, so then you clear out the next area, which is the area Beinu Ulam V'Lamizbeach. Really, the area would be the Ulam itself. We'll get to that. Why we focus on Beinu Ulam V'Lamizbeach and not the Ulam itself. So Rashi says only the Heichel that Samachlo you need to be Parish, but Beinu Ulam V'Lamizbeach it's not necessary. So the Ritva raises the question: since Minatari you're chayiv to be Parish from the Heichel, why don't we make a Gzera to be Parish also Beinu Ulam V'Lamizbeach so that the guy doesn't end up walking into the Heichel? Meaning, isn't this a reasonable gzera to make? That if the halacha midar raisa is that when the Kohen Gadol is lefnai v'lefnim, you have to clear out the entire heichal, wouldn't it be a reasonable din d'rabanan to make to clear out the area, the next area over, beinu ulam v'lam mizbeach, so that one doesn't accidentally walk into the heichal? So the Ritva suggests three possible answers. Number one, he says, since the haktar of lefnai v'lefnim is very, very serious, so the rabbanan made gzeras when they were afraid people would violate. But if something was taken very, very seriously, you don't have to worry that people are going to violate. So they never made a gezeira on the Akhtar Shebehechel. Second, he says, since the Kodesh HaKadoshim was very far away, it wasn't like one step over, so they weren't choshesh that he might come, as opposed to the Akhtar Shebehechel, which is not so far away, were choshesh that he might come to see what's doing in the Akhtar Shebehechel. Meaning, when you're standing in the Mizbeach, you have no sense of what's going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there's no sense, there's no concern that the curiosity is going to get the best of you and you're going to want to go in and see what's doing. Because you don't even realize anything is going on. But when something is going on in the Heichal and you're Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach, so then there's a concern that a person will cross over that line. Or when you're in the Heichal and something's going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then there's a concern. Third, the Ritva says, the Akhtar Shel Lefnei V'Lefnim, the Rabbanan were Himidu Al Din Torah and allowed going Beinu Olam Mizbeach so that the Kohen Gadol should be Mefachi to be Maktir Kederach Hatzdukin. We want the Kohen Gadol to have a sense that there are people nearby, because we're always nervous about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Unfortunately, historically, we had to be nervous that the Kohen Gadol was not going to do right. The Kohanim Gadolim during the period of the Second Beis Hamikdash, as we've learned, were not always the highest level, and we wanted to create a sense of fear for the Kohen Gadol. So in order to discourage him from doing like the Tzdukin, from being Maktir Kederach Hatzdukin, so we tried to make sure that he got the sense that people weren't all that far away, and that's why we don't clear out the area. Masav Rav Ad Bar Ava Varmila Kedi. So Rav Ad Bar Ava asked the question, and some say Kedi. Rashi Maseches Gittin writes Kedi is a Shem Amora, that it's a name of a person. Others say no, Kedi just means, some say that it was Stam. It was a Stam person that we don't know who it was that asked the question. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Kshem Shaporshim Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach B'Shas Haktara. Just like we're Porish from the Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach at the time of the Haktara, Kach Porshim B'Shas Matan Par Kohen Mashiach U'Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur Suri Avodus Chavim. So too, we clear out not only the Heichal, but even the area Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach at the time of the Matan Damim of the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur, the Siri Avodus Chavim. So says Gemara, Hama. And the Bach adds in v'damim shel yom kippurim. So hama maila yesh bein hechal bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. So what's the maila? What chumra do we have about the hechal that doesn't apply to the area bein ulam mizbeach? If we just got through saying that whenever we're clearing out the hechal, we're also clearing out the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. So then what's the in what way is the hechal elevated over the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach? So Ella, the difference is, Shebehechal parshin bein b'shas haktara bein shelo b'shas haktara. By the hechal, we clear out the area whether it's the actual shas haktara, the actual time that he's being maktir the ktaras, or it's not the actual shas haktara that he's being maktir the ktaras. And bein ulam mizbech in parshin el b'shas haktara, but bein ulam mizbech it's only b'shas haktara that we're going to clear it out. B'shas haktara mi aparshi. But the bottom line is what we're trying to point out over here. What we're trying to ask is that at least during the shas haktara, we are porish. We do clear out the area during the shas haktara. So what does that mean, shas haktara? My love, b'shas haktara d'lefnei v'lefnim. Doesn't it mean the shas haktara when we're being maktir l'fnei v'lefnim, the special ketoros of Yom HaKippurim? So how could we say, we just got through saying that when it comes to the ketoros that's brought l'fnei v'lefnim on Yom HaKippurim, we only need to clear out the heichal. We don't need to clear out the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. But here we have a brisa that says explicitly that b'shas haktara we clear out the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach as well. We clear out the entire area, not just the heichal. So says Gemara, no, lo, b'shas haktara the heichal. When we talk about the haktara in this brisa, we're not talking about the haktara of l'fnei v'lefnim. We're talking about the regular ketoros, the ketoros that's done in the heichal, the regular ketoros of every day. We're not dealing with the ketoros that's l'fnei v'lefnim, but the ketoros l'fnei v'lefnim ain't a chinami. You would only clear out the heichal. You wouldn't clear out the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. So says Mar Ihachi Hama Maila. So, but wait a second. Then what question is the Gemara asking? Is the Brisa asking when the Brisa says that Ma Maila, that if you anyway clear out the whole area bein ulam mizbeach and you clear out the whole heichal, well then what's the difference between one and the other? You know exactly what the difference between one and the other is. When you're doing the ktaras l'fnei v'lefnim, you only clear out the heichal and you don't clear out the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. That's the difference. So why would the Brisa even raise the question of what difference do we ever find between the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach and the heichal itself? V'su lo Hayika Hamaila, Dilma Hekel Parshi, Bemishas Akhtara, Dide, Bemishas Akhtara, Dilfnai Vilfnim. The Hekel is cleared out both during the Akhtara that we do in the Hekel and during the Akhtara that we do Lifnai Vilfnim. Vilm Venulam Mizbech, Lo Parshi, El Bishas Akhtara, the Hekel. But the area between the Lum Mizbech is only cleared out during the time that we do the Akhtara in the Hekel itself, not the time that we do the Akhtara in the Lifnai Vilfnim. So says the Gemara, Hakatani, El Shabahekel Parshi, Bemishas Gemara says, yeah, you're right. And that's exactly the Brisa's answer, meaning the Brisa raised the question, what's the difference between the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbech and the area of the Heichal? In what way do we treat the Heichal more stringently? And that's exactly what the Brisa answered, exactly what we just pointed out, that during the time of the Haktara L'Fnai V'L'Fnim, we only clear out the Heichal, not the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbech. During the Haktara of the Ketaris in the Heichal, we clear out everything. So, frankly, Gemara, but wait, there's another Maila, there's another Chumrah that we have, or another level of Kedusha that we treat the area of the Heichal over and above the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbech. Vika HaMaila, why when the Brisa talks about the Maila, does it focus on the Maila of the Haktara L'Fnai V'L'Fnim, the difference between the Haktara L'Fnai V'L'Fnim and the Haktara in the Heichal? Why doesn't it include also a Chilik that there is by Matan Damim? By Matan Damim also there's a difference that between the Matan Damim Bifnim and the Matan Damim Bachutz. And should say it all together. Dilume Heichal Parshi Bein B'Kedusha Didei. By the Heichal, we clear out the Heichal, both by the Avoda that's done in the Heichal, Ubein B'Kedusha D'Lufnai V'Lufnim. And we clear out the Heichal when we're doing the Matan Damim Lefnai V'Lefnim, when we're doing all the Avodos Lefnai V'Lefnim. V'ilum Yibein Ulam V'la Mizbech Lo Parshi Ela B'Kedusha the Heichal. But the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech we only clear out when we are doing a Malacha in the Heichal, meaning when we're doing the Matan Damim or the Haktara in the Heichal. So why does it only focus on what the way the Baal Yatos understand the Gemara's question is, why does it focus on the difference between the Heichal and the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbech specifically in terms of Ketores? Why not focus on the difference in terms of Matan Damim also? That the halacha that you have to clear out certain areas of the Beis Hamikdash when something is going on is halacha when we're doing Ketores, and it's halacha when we're doing Matan Damim. And the halacha that you clear out the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbech when you're doing avoda in the Heichal is not only true of Ketores in the Heichal, it's true of Matan Damim in the Heichal. The halacha that you clear out only the Heichal, not the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbech, is not only true when you do Ketores Lufnai V'Lufnim, it's also true of Matan Damim Lufnai V'Lufnim. So why is everything Ketores oriented over here? Matan Damim has all the same halachos as Ketores. Why are we so focused on Ketores? So the Gemara explains, Amar Mar, I'm sorry, Amar Rava, Shem Prisha Achasi. Rava answers that when the Brisa says Prisha, when the Brisa talks about the Prisha, we do at the Akhtara, since the Pasuk is primarily about Akhtaras Akhtaras, so we speak in terms of Akhtaras, but really, it's all the same, meaning it means to include the Halachos of Matan Dam as well. That the same Chilik that we say about the clearing out of the area, Min Ulam L'Mizbech, when it comes to the Akhtaras, it's the same Chilik that exists when it comes to the Matan Dam. Amar Mar, so we had said in the Brisa, Kach portion, so too we also clear out the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbech, Bishas Matan Par Kohen Mashiach, Upar Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Usiri Avodas Kochavim. So Frech the Gemara Minalan, where do we find these halachos? Meaning we already derived from the pasuk that talks about clearing out the area while someone is being mechaper, we already showed how that pasuk is talking about Ketores and how it's talking about the Matan Damim of Yom Kippurim. But how do I know that it's about all of these other karbonos as well? That we also have to clear out the area by the Parkoin Mashiach, the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, Siri Avod Skavim. Where do we find that? So Amar Abdas, Asi Kapara Kapara, Yom Kippurim. We have Gzer Shava, Kapara Kapara from Yom Kippurim. That just like in Yom Kippurim, there's a din of Prisha Me'el Moed at the time of the Avoda, so too the Kapara of the Koin Mashiach, and Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, and the Siri Avod Skavim, there's a din of Prisha at the time of the Matan Damim on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So Amar Avacha Bar Ava, Shema Mina. So we see from the fact that the Prisha is only between the Ulam and Mizbech, and not from the entire Ezra's Kohanim, that the only area that we clear out is the area between the Ulam and Mizbech. We see from that the Milos, says the Gemara, Shamina Milos Da'araisa, Vahachi Gemiri Lehu, that the 10 Milos, the 10 levels of Kedusha that the Mishnah in Maseches Kalim lists, the 10 different levels of Kedusha that we have, that must be a Din Da'araisa. Rashi fills us in a little bit what these are. Milo Shemanu Chacham B'Mishnah Maseches Kalim Perakama. The first parak of Maseches Kalim goes through the Kamar Asam, Harabayis Mekudush Mirushalayim. Harabayis has a level of Kedusha beyond that of Yerushalayim. V'achel Meharabayis. The Chel more so than Harabayis. Ezra's Nashim V'Ezra's Nashim Minachel. V'Ezra's Nashim more so than the Chel. V'Ezra's Shal Mishal Nashim. V'Ezra's Shal more Kedusha than the Ezra's Nashim. V'Shal Kohanim Mishal Yisrael. V'Ezra's Kohanim more than the Ezra's Yisrael. U'Veinu Ulam L'Mezbeya Minazara, and that area between the Ulam and the Mizbech has more Kedusha than the rest of the Azara. The Heichal mi bein Ulam l'Mizbech, and the Heichal is more Kedusha than the area bein Ulam l'Mizbech. So what the Gemara is saying is that Chiluk, that the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech is more Kadosh than the rest of the Azara, let's say the area next to the Mizbech and on the other side of the Mizbech, that Chiluk, that area bein Ulam l'Mizbech is more Kadosh, has to be a Din D'Oraisa. It has to be that we have such a tradition. Halach l'Moshe Misinai. Why? Because the Gemara explains. Because if it were purely a din d'rabbanan that we have such a chilek in the kedusha, ma'ishna ben ulam l'mizbeach dilma mikravayli mekula azara nami nefreshu dilma mikravayli. Why would we only clear out while the ketor is being brought in the heichal? Why would we only clear out that small section mibein ulam l'mizbeach? Clear out the entire Ezra's Kohanim. Clear out the entire Azara. Why would it only, if the chilek between the Ulam Mizbech and the rest of the Azara was only a Darabanan chilek, the whole concern is that if someone is in the next area, he might go into the Heichal, and that would be a violation. You have to have the Heichal clear. Well, the next area includes the entire Azara on a Daraisa level. So we should make the Gzera that anyone who's anywhere in the Ezra's Kohanim should clear out while they're bringing the Ketores in the Heichal. So answers Gemara, no, Ben Ulam Mizbech, maybe in a chinami, on a daraisa level, the area bein ulam l'mizbech and the rest of the azara is all one kedusha. It all has the same status. But there's more of a concern that someone will go from bein ulam l'mizbech into the heichal because there's no barrier to stop him from going through. But the rest of the azara has the mizbeach. So the Mizbeach will remind you, wait, maybe I shouldn't go past this point. So there was less of a concern that a person would overstep where he's allowed to go. Azara, kivan dika Mizbeach hachitzon, demafsik min kramilsa. By the Azara, since there is the Mizbeach hachitzon that divides, so a person will remember not to go any further. Amar Rava. Rava also comments, Shmamina, from this whole discussion we see something else important, that it's almost surprising that the Gemara hasn't gotten to this yet. We keep on talking about the Heichal versus the area Bein Ulam V'Mizbeach. There's another area in between the Heichal and the area Bein Ulam V'Mizbeach, and that is the Ulam itself. Right, just to be clear, it's good to see pictures. I'm sure I got a picture of it back here somewhere. But the if not, then they that would be a big oversight. And the people who published this Gemara, but if you look at the layout, unbelievable. If you look at the layout of the Beis Hamikdash, if there's ever look at a big picture of the layout of the Azara, so the Ulam is like this much wider area than the rest of the Heichal. Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is 11 amos that you have between where the Mizbeach ends and where the Ulam begins. But we never actually discuss the Ulam itself. So what is the status of the Ulam? Does the Ulam have the status of the rest of the Heichal, or does the Ulam not have the status of the rest of the Heichal? Yeah, you sort of see it over here in the general picture of the Beis Hamikdash. Here's the Mizbeach. Here's the Mizbeach over here. This is Beino Ulam Vla Mizbeach. And this area inside is the Ulam. And then, past the Ulam, you get into the Heichal. But over here, this wide area right here, is 11 amos long, but very wide, is the Ulam. So what's the status of the Ulam itself? So that's what the Gemara wants to know. That's the question the Gemara is raising. What about the Ulam itself? So Amar Rav, Shmami Na, Kedushas Ulam Vehechel Chada Milsehi. What we see is that from this whole discussion, we must be assuming that the Kedusha, the Ulam, and the Hechel is one Kedusha. It's all one thing. The Ulam is not distinct from the Hechel. Because if it were two separate Kedushas, Ulam Gufei Gezera, then the whole idea of clearing out the Ulam itself would have been only a Gezera. Meaning the Dindar Raisa is, while they're being Makti the Ktoros and the Hechel, clear out the Hechel. So the Dindar Rabbanan would have been that clear out the next area. So if the Ulam were a separate area, it would be clear out the Ulam while they're doing the Ktoros and the Hechel. Great. Then Venekum and Nigzar Gzera Lagzera. Why would we clear out the area Beinu Ulam Lam Mizbeach? That's the next level beyond that. Would we ever make a Gzera Lagzera? Don't go in the area Beinu Ulam Lam Mizbeach lest you go into the Ulam. And don't go into the Ulam lest you go into the Hechel. So it must be that the Ulam has the same status as the Hechel. Says Gmar Lo. It's not that the Ulam and the Hechel have the same status. The Ulam and the area Bein Ulam and Mizbeach have the same status. That's what's one Kedusha. Hechel v'Ulam shtei Kedushas. But Hechel and Ulam are shtei Kedushas. So when they're doing the Ktoris or the Matan Damim in the Hechel, they have to clear out the next area. What's the next area? Both the Ulam and the area Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, because those are on the same level. Good, now we go back to just explaining line by line of what we said in our Mishnah. B'kol Yom we mentioned that the differences amongst the differences that we have between the Akhtaras that we do each and every day and the special Akhtaras they do Lefnai V'Lefim and Yom Kippurim is that each and every day it was a silver shovel that they would use and Yom Kippurim it was a gold shovel that they would use. My Taima, so why the difference? HaTorah Chasal Mamonim Shal Yisrael, because the Torah is very careful not to spend Klal Yisrael's money, that we shouldn't have to lose money by using a golden shovel every day, because the Rashi points out the shovel would the wear and tear would lose pieces of metal, so it would cost too much to use a gold shovel every day, so we dafka use it only on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Maseches Nagaim says that the source of the Torah Chasal Monam Shal Yisrael is from Nigei Batim. That's why it's a Mishnah Maseches Nagaim. When you have Tzaras and Abayis, it says V'tziva Akoyin Afinuas Abayis, that before they paskin on the Tzaras of the Abayis and are and ruin everything in the house, they first clear out everything from the house, because the Torah Chasal Monam Shal Yisrael, you first take out all the kelim and then let the Kohen be metame, so that you won't ruin all of the kelim in the house. The Gemara Menachos says that the makar of Torah Chasal Monam Shal Yisrael is from the fact that it says V'yishkisa Se'eda Ve'es Bi'iram. So you see, the Torah is chasa on the behemos of the Jewish people. So you see that even the behemos are considered to be. Are considered to be valuable by the Torah, and the behemos are mamonim shel Yisrael. So that's the concept of a Torah chasal mamonim shel Yisrael. There does seem to be a competing concept. There is a concept that Chazal have that ein anius b'makom ashirus. The Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnayos raises the question: How do we reconcile those two things? Torah chasal mamonim shel Yisrael says we don't want to overspend, even in the Beis Hamikdash with the shovels. We don't want to spend too much money. But ein anius b'makom ashirus, no expense is spared b'makom in the makom of the Beis Hamikdash. So which is it? Is it Atar Chasal Monim Sheisol or Eina Nils b'makom Ashirus? So he says it could be the Tver Yisrael says that when it's a Hefsin Muat we say Eina Nils b'makom Ashirus. When it's a Hefsin Meruba we say Atar Chasa Amamonim Sheisol. The Ravid says that it's Dafka if you make Kli Eitz we would say Eina Nils b'makom Ashirus, that you wouldn't have such a low level Kli. But if you're already dealing with something very high level, you're dealing with silver already, so then you wouldn't say that that's called Anius. Only rich people have silver to begin with. So then you would say Torah Chasam Malam Shal Yisrael not to go to the next step, to go to the platinum level or whatever, or in this case the gold level, because then we would say Torah Chasam Malam Shal Yisrael. Vayom Chot B'Shal Zav U'Bahayim Machlus. They would use the same shovel that he would shovel out. He would go in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim with that same shovel. He wouldn't empty it into a different shovel. My Taima, why is that? So Mishum Chul Shad Kohen Gadol, because we didn't want him to have empty to a different shovel. It's too much work for the Kohen Gadol. He's already tired. So he mentioned every day they would use a 4-kav shovel, and then machlokas tanaim exactly what the size shovel on Yom Kippurim. We had the Mishnah said that b'chol yom that it was right? What was it? That it was four kavin and ma'ar l'tok shloshes kavin, and hayom was three kavin, and there would be machnas with that. Then Rabbi Yossi said, no, every day there was a six kavin, they poured into three kavin, and on Yom Kippur it was with three kav. So it says in Maratan, in the spasulo kav gecholim mechadon la'ama, when a kav of gecholim was spread out on the floor, it spilled over onto the floor when they emptied from one shovel into a smaller shovel, so they would clear that out into the ama, into the waterway that would that would run through the Beis HaMikdash. So tani chad a kav, v'tani one brisa says that it was a kav that spilled over. Another brisa says it was two kavs that spilled over. So bishlam ahachta tani kav rabbanan. If you say that that it's one kav that spilled over, that fits the rabbanan because there was a one kav differential. El ahachta tani kavayim money lo rabbanan lo Rabbi Yossi. But the one that says that it was a two kav differential, that doesn't fit anybody. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says there was a three kav differential. That was a six kav shovel into a three kav shovel. So how would you have two kavs of gecholim left over? So Amar of Chis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochum ben Broka here. We're assuming like Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochum ben Broka. The time Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochum ben Broka Omer b'shel kavayim hayamachnis, that it was a two kav shovel that he would be machnis. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yossi. Now we could even assume like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah that it went from a six kav into a three kav. V'achi Kamar b'chol yom hayichot b'shel sa'a midbaris. When he said that they would use a sa'a size shovel, sa'a meant a six kav. We thought sa'a meant six kavin of the same types of kavin in the of the shovel that they're putting it into. No, it's talking about a sa'a midbaris, which was a different measuring system, and it was really only five kavs of Yerushalmios. Uma'ara l'tok shloshes kavin Yerushalmios, and they'd pour those coals into three kav Yerushalmios, so it was only a two kav differential. The rest of the year it was a heavy shovel, and Yom Kippur was a lighter shovel. Tana b'chol yomaisa gilda avavayom rach, it was a thicker metal, and on Yom Kippur was thinner. The rest of the year there was a short handle, and Yom Kippur was a longer handle. My time, why a longer handle? Aren't we trying to make the burden lighter? Why would we make it a bigger shovel? It helps in lifting it, because that way the arm of the Kohen Gadol can get some leverage on the handle itself. Tana b'chol yom lo hayala niashtik v'ayom hayala niashtik divrei ben hasagan. Another difference that it didn't say in our Mishnah is the way Rashi understands this is that throughout the rest of the year they didn't have a ring at the end of the shovel that would shake and make noise and that everyone would hear when he's coming. But in Yom Kippur they did. They had such a ring at the end of the shovel. Tos understands a little differently. Other Rishonim understand differently exactly what this is. But okay, Beis Hashem will pick up tomorrow at the two dots.